The 25-year-old Chris Tompkins is most of the way through his first term in the State House. He represents a district that includes his hometown of Sitka, along with Haines and Metlakatla and some other small southeast communities. He's running to represent a district that's a little bit different, dropping Haines and Metlakatla, but picking up Petersburg and the north end of Prince of Wales Island. Chris Tompkins figures about 25% of the population of his old district has been swapped out with people from several other southeast communities.
It makes a rural district even more rural.
Chris Tompkins says, nevertheless, communities in the district have universal concerns.
It's basic infrastructure for communities, fishing policy, ferries. I mean, there are issues that energy, affordable energy and hydropower, I mean, that are pretty universal to every community, no matter the size.
Chris Tompkins does a little fishing and works for several nonprofits, but says the job of state representative takes up a lot of time, even out of session. He attended Sitka High School and Yale University before winning his House seat back in 2012 by a narrow margin. Looking back on his first term, he was happy that some proposed legislation did not pass.
The constitutional amendment to allow private or public money to go to private schools, the so-called vouchers amendment, I was very worried that that might gain momentum and pass the legislature, and it did not. So I thought that was a huge relief, and I was very active in trying to prevent that from happening.
He expects many of the same themes in future sessions.
Oil tax policy, what share is Alaska going to get and what share are the oil companies going to get? That may very well be back in the legislature next year, and that's a hugely important question. I think education is likely to be coming back to the legislature here soon, and you know, I deeply believe in the importance of adequate funding for public education, which I don't think has happened the last few years. If you look at teachers being laid off in schools.
Chris Tompkins says he has a long list of ideas he'd like to pursue. One involves changes he'd like to see for vehicle insurance.
Instead of having a monthly premium, having people pay on a per vehicle mile traveled basis so that people in coastal island communities like Petersburg and Lake Sitka and aren't paying insurance as though they were driving around in Los Angeles and putting on many thousands of miles on their car a year. But instead just paying, you know, so ideas like that, ideas like incentivizing teaching for top talent coming out of Alaska high schools, ideas like trying to return fishing permits to a greater percentage of them to Alaskans as opposed to out of state, residents.
The Sitka Democrat has no challenger in the August 19th primary election, nor does his opponent, 37-year-old Petersburg Republican Stephen Samuelson. Samuelson went to Petersburg High School, Big Bend College, and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. He's worked in the past for Sitka-based Allen Marine and has skippered and crewed on a fishing boat out of Petersburg. He's also run for State House twice before not making it to the general election, losing both times to Wrangell's Peggy Wilson in the primary.
I think the issues are mostly the same. Making sure that Southeast is taken care of, making sure that our district is being taken care of. I'm incredibly passionate about what I'm doing. This is my third run at it. You know, it's not something that I take lightly, and running again, you know, it's just one of those things that I'm real passionate about. I believe that I would do a very, very good job. I believe I am the person for this job.
Samuelson works in management at Hammer & Weekon, a company that runs a grocery store, hardware store, and convenience store in Petersburg. When he's not working, he's been traveling around the district, attending a Southeast Conference meeting, and keeping an eye on the state legislature during the past session. He was happy to see funding for public employee pensions and increased school funding passed this year.
What I do like is that we did get $3 billion. I believe it was $3 billion put in for unfunded liability. So we were looking at education. That was important to me. I felt that we do need to be taking care of that. The BSA, base student allocation, I think that was important that there was more money put into that. I wish it would have been done a little bit sooner and didn't stretch out like it did. But, you know, those were the issues that they were talking about. Are some of the issues. There was a lot happening, but those are the big ones. And, you know, I felt good about that.
Samuelson thinks a Republican should hold the House District 35 seat.
It's important to have somebody in the majority, and that is where I'd be put, because you do start out with a little bit more. I will be a freshman. I'm not going to be up there banging my fist on the counter saying that we need him, we're going to get this, that, and the other, because it's not realistic.
And if he's elected, Samuelson says he'd like to see more energy infrastructure built around the region.
I'm incredibly passionate about what happens with energy projects. I want to see that move forward as far as hydropower and geothermal, if that works, if we can make it work within the scheme of hydro projects, and really research more tidal. Those are things that I think that we can do in Southeast that would, one, create jobs. We could do education programs along with this, and something that will never be taken away.
Both candidates say they'll be visiting communities around Southeast in the upcoming months and knocking on doors in the district. Primary election is August 19th, and the state general election is November 4th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.